Biden, a supporter of rail travel, addressed supporters Wednesday at an electric trolley museum in Scranton. He told them that his plan will create jobs while fixing the nation's crumbling rail lines, roads, bridges, and tunnels.
We're going to put hardworking Americans on the job to bring our infrastructure up to speed. Good union jobs, not $7 an hour or $15 an hour, but prevailing wage, a wage you can raise your family on. You can look at your family with pride. Jobs that can't be outsourced.
The president's plan also includes increased spending on services like child tax credits, paid family leave, health care, free preschool, and some $500 billion in clean energy tax credits, loans, and grants. Biden says so-called soft infrastructure like education and other social programs are just as important for the future of the country as its built infrastructure like roads and buildings.
Today, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development in Europe ranks America 35 out of 37 major companies when it comes to investing in early childhood education.
Biden says that just won't cut it if the country wants to remain competitive.
What's education all about? It's about building confidence in a child. It's about giving them the tools to do something. We can't be competitive in the 21st century economy if we continue to slide the way we have.
Republicans are fully opposed. Louisiana Republican Representative Steve Scalise is House Minority Whip. He told reporters that if Biden's infrastructure spending plan passes, it would only accelerate already rapidly rising costs of goods and services.
Clearly, the inflation crisis is probably the biggest cut to the paychecks of lower-income and middle-income families. When you look at all of the goods that are up, gasoline over 40% higher.
Meanwhile, Democrats are working to strike an agreement between their own progressive and centrist wings to settle on a final price tag for the plan by week's end. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.